This is podcast number six.
Six.
Of the
Elizabeth Beats
podcast.
Yes. Woo.
We have a special guest today. Who's our special guest?
It's my brother Matthew.
Yay. How's it going? I'm impressed you guys have done this many episodes.
You think so?
I feel like most people like kind of give up at a certain point, or like they don't stay consistent. Like me, I tried doing that. I gave up.
We're not giving up.
No.
That's good.
We've had way too much fun, first of all. And normally on weeknights, Elizabeth would just go to bed at like 7, and I'm sitting around going, what do I do? Now we make podcasts.
Yes, we do.
So Matthew came home from college just for this weekend, and so we said, okay, now that you're here, do a podcast with us. So he's here. Yay.
Because we did one last time I was in town, but I started saying weird stuff, and you're like, Matthew, we can't post this.
We can't do that. No way.
The wonderful thing is he's weird, but... we just can't. We couldn't post it.
Yeah,
no.
It's cute. It's a family story, but it's not a podcast.
Nope, it's not. Yes,
It's running.
Why does it look like that?
It just looks like that.
It always looks like that.
So we decided we wanted to talk a little bit about the dynamic between the relationship of Matthew and Elizabeth, because they've been relatives for 21 years, right? Elizabeth, you ruled the roost for like 2.5 years before he showed up.
How'd he show up?
I got pregnant.
Yeah, that's a story. That always happened when you get a baby in China and they get a baby?
It does happen a lot. The people that are infertile that adopt from, you know, countries like China or whatever that end up pregnant afterwards, which I didn't think that was going to be our story.
How'd that happen?
I don't know how that happened. It's the birds and the bees, Elizabeth.
Okay.
I feel like an adopted kid is always like the first or the last kid.
Okay, probably. Because, yeah, I mean, most parents do what your dad and I did, which was pay money to have a human being come be in our lives.
If you can't make it, buy it.
That's right.
Yeah, they buy me.
So, best purchase we ever made.
How much did buy me?
I don't remember, Elizabeth.
How much should I go for? What was my price?
you cost a lot.
What was my price? Money.
You were thousands of dollars. But that's not the point. Elizabeth, the point is the value that you bring to this family, and you are priceless.
Yes.
Yes. All right. So I'm pretty good at interviewing, so I'll do some interview questions. Because here's what we want to talk about. We want to talk about young childhood and how you guys did not get along and some of the examples of what you did with each other.
Yeah.
And then we'll talk about now. So, okay, let's start with when you guys were little. Elizabeth, when Matthew first came home from the hospital, you held him and you kind of looked like you liked him. But you didn't, like, love him.
No.
Okay, so do you remember anything? You want to share any of your earliest memories of, like, what you thought about your brother?
As a baby?
Yeah, if any of your earliest memories.
I think my favorite one is when Matthew had a little baseball bat and trying to get a ball, and he hit his head in the tree, and he went,
what happened?
No, do you remember we were playing baseball at the park?
Yes.
I hit like a home run or something in that game. And then Elizabeth... No. Yeah, I hit a home run, so I started running the bases. Elizabeth, it was pitching. She goes for the bat and starts hitting me with the bat.
Yeah.
As I'm running the bases, and I was like, Mom, stop her! But you were laughing too hard.
I was laughing so hard because you would think that she would be celebrating your wonderful thing, but no, she wanted to hit you.
Yeah.
As I'm running the bases, she was following me with the bat, hitting me.
So we can honestly say that your relationship was a little bit contentious when you guys were little.
We would fight physically.
Mm-hmm. Physically, it's true.
Want to get on the record? I don't do that now.
No.
And I remember... On Instagram, I kicked him ribs.
Yes, you said that, which was hysterical. I remember saying to you, Matthew, you can't hit a girl. And you're like, but she's hitting me, Mom. She's hurting me. Why can't I hit a girl? I go, because you can't hit a girl. You did never like that answer because she was like, this is different, Mom. She's my sister and she's hurting me. Mm-hmm. Do you remember that?
I don't actually.
Okay, well, it happened. So then, let's say, high school, did things start getting better then or no?
I'd say our physical fights turned into more verbal fights. Would you agree, Elizabeth?
Uh-huh.
I feel like we used to fight, we used to scream at each other all the time.
You did.
It wasn't. What did we say? I forgot. I don't remember.
Nothing too crazy, but like, stop! Did you touch my movie? No! Yours blame me! Something like that.
Yeah. I had to break up fights a lot.
Yeah, we weren't exactly, like, I wouldn't say we were exactly friends.
No, you weren't.
Wait, enemies.
I have a good memory.
enemies.
About the time that Matthew got chocolate pudding on his shorts.
He loved chocolate.
So, He got chocolate pudding on his shorts, and then we got home from school.
Then we played basketball.
You were playing basketball in the backyard, and what did you call him?
I said, you shit himself.
This is why we have the explicit on our podcast. See? Yep.
And then what happened? It was chocolate.
Poop stain.
Yeah, poop stain.
And so, remember? What did she say to you?
Like, as we were playing basketball, I think it was another kind of situation where I was beating her in the sport.
Yep.
So she went to, so this time instead of hitting me with a bat, she hurt me with her words. So she kept going, nice one, poop stain. Hit the ball, poop stain. And so I was like, stop. We'll and again, you were laughing.
It was too laughing. Funny. It's hysterical. And those are the things that stick in my memory because they're pretty funny.
That was funny.
Okay, so that was middle school to high school. And then, Elizabeth, we are going to one day do a whole podcast on you with the prom queen situation. We're going to talk about that.
We are trying to get more followers in Instagram, TikTok.
Yeah. And then once we get, you want to have like, what, 1,000 followers? Then you want to tell the whole story and do like a whole video.
Yeah, and what I do in a Unthuizer, some product.
Okay, well, we'll talk about that as we get closer to that. But let's go back to high school. You guys were getting along better. And then you went off to college. And at that point, you were a senior in high school and you were never around anyway. So your guys' relationship kind of just evolved into getting along better.
Mm-hmm.
And I was happy about that because I kept thinking, my God, are they going to be fighting and screaming at each other for as long as they live? Mm-hmm. But I kept thinking it can't be because they're both individually great human beings. They can't hate each other. So, and then she went off to college. Things got better. Then she came back from college and you went to college. I think that was the turning point where you guys started getting along really well because you were gone all the time. So absence makes the heart grow fonder. I believe
that's true. That. Yeah. Yeah. That was like when the relationship changed.
Mm-hmm.
Would you say that, Elizabeth?
Uh-huh.
I think you actually missed your brother, didn't you?
No. I tried to call him and guess what? He never called me back.
Listen, you call at inconvenient times. 7 p.m. working on some homework. 10 p.m. being with people. Matthew, how are you? And there's no such thing as a quick 30-second phone call, Elizabeth. Nope. You're on the phone for 20 minutes.
Yep. Yeah. Let's give an example of one of Elizabeth's phone calls to you, the questions she would ask.
Elizabeth, so I'd be like, hey, Elizabeth, this is great talking to you. I'd say, but I really got to get going. I got to work on this homework. Elizabeth goes, what kind of homework?
Elizabeth does not take no for an answer. And that's what's cute about you, Elizabeth. It's adorable. Okay, so since then, so now you're a senior. Well, you're a 4 or 5 year senior.
I'm a fifth year student. You're super fifth, senior. That's what it's
super
called.
Super senior.
Yeah, he's 5 years, man.
It's the dumb dumb.
No, you just changed your major twice, but you could be dumb. We just don't know that yet. But we'll find out. We'll find out when we get your scores. But the moral of this podcast for today, though, is to prove that you guys do get along now. You love each other. It's absolutely wonderful. Elizabeth, you will not admit it, but you love your brother and you miss him. Do you want to admit it on this podcast?
Maybe.
Say the words.
A little bit.
You do miss him.
Say, I miss my brother.
No, I don't.
I think she does miss you because I can tell because when you come home, her face lights up. And when I tell her, guess what? Matthew's coming home for the weekend. Or guess what, Elizabeth? We're going to go visit Matthew at college. She gets excited beyond anything I've seen.
What about my Viking Dead series in the car with Matthew trying to call him and you were like, turn that off!
Oh my zombie. God.
What happened?
The Viking Dead.
She plays videos in the car when we take these trips to come see you and she blasts zombie movies with people dying and their guts being eaten and I'm like, oh my God, could you lower the carnage for just a minute while I'm on the phone?
I will be in. We'll be on the phone. I'm hearing
yeah.
Well, okay, so let's wrap this one up.
We have an ending music, right?
We have the same ending music as we did last time.
Yes, so
I would like to say something. It's like, yes. You know, now we're at this point. Now we're, I think we're very close. And like, we call all the time and we talk. And you and I barely even fight. I consider you one of my best friends.
I'm your best friend. Aww. And the enemies.
That's so
I'm
sweet.
I'm your enemy?
Yeah.
All right.
You're her favorite of the enemies, though.
Yeah.
Thank you. You know, sweet podcast.
You guys really are really good friends, and it makes me really happy. So.
Yeah, like, I like hanging out with you. We watch movies together. We've binged a few TV shows together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We both really get into anime.
Yes.
It's a good thing. And I've always thought about this. when he was little, he told me, Mom, because I've had Elizabeth in my life, I want to adopt a child from another country, and I wish I had a child with special needs. Like, do you remember saying that?
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
I don't know whether you feel that now, but...
I still do that.
Your heart was always, like, open to people that were different because you had firsthand experience of living with someone.
Mm-hmm.
So it's always been just a beautiful memory of mine. Yeah. Okay, should we end?
It's 10 minutes. All right, let's say goodbye. Goodbye.
Wait,
now you can play the song.
All right.
Join us again.
Yeah, for our next episode
of
Elizabeth Speaks Podcast.
The Elizabeth Speaks Podcast.
Bye.
All right, bye, yo.
Yo.